Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 2nd, 2012. This is Monday in Holy Week. I've spent a bit of time today reflecting on my own question. What does it mean to call a week holy? And beyond that, how are we supposed to live our lives in a week that is holy? How are we to be holy? I know plenty of people who, during this week, like to spend extra time being quiet or say extra prayers, maybe reread particular sections of the story of Jesus in his final days. They want to keep their focus on what this week is all about. They want to really engage living the final week of Jesus' life. And sometimes in their desire to live the final week of Jesus' life, they're looking for ways to hold their life in abeyance during that time. For others, there's not the luxury of setting aside their daily lives. There are jobs to attend to, work, the demands of the office or the factory, or school. There are family relationships, kids to be clothed and fed, or aging parents to be attended to. For those of us who are ill with a significant illness, it knows no days off for Holy Week. We continue to deal with our heart disease or our cancer or our various and sundry difficulties. The gift of Holy Week is a reminder that Jesus was not holy outside of life, or in spite of life, or around life. He didn't walk above human existence or around it. He walked through it. He endured all of the difficulties of being human. Betrayal, false accusation, pain, duress, being lied about, being lied to, being forsaken by friends and by God, even to the point of death. He showed us how to live, and he showed us how to die. And he was in touch with it all the entire time. The gift of Holy Week is not that it's an opportunity for us to try and figure out how to get out of the lives that we're living. It's a reminder to fully put ourselves into our lives, to experience it all, good, not so good, downright miserable, and absolutely horrible. Life is for the living. And if we learn anything out of the story of Jesus in Holy Week, we learn that he lived it all the way, every day, every moment. When he breathes his last on Good Friday, it is the breath of someone who has given it all, who has left it all, who has lived it all. Sure, we've got responsibilities. We've got jobs, lives, children, parents, spouses, loved ones, all of the things that make human life human. The gift of this time is to remind us, according to our tradition as Christians, that God lived it with us, for us, and to redeem us. We live this week as Jesus lived it, fully engaged in the life around him. We have this moment to pause, to reflect, to pray, to think. This life is for the living, and Jesus showed us the way to live. He showed us what it means to be wholly engaged in life. And through being wholly engaged in life, to make life sacred, holy, and separated to God. We don't have to escape our lives to be holy. In fact, maybe the way toward holiness is to engage our lives with every fiber of our being. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.